I have come to deliver these goods to you. Free home delivery. So that gift is not only delivered to Englishmen, but all the men on this planet, 14 times around the world, sharing Bhagavatam. He was a Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat himself, and sharing Srimad Bhagavat, Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, the holy name. Gomata ki jai, the cows, and Krishna conscious culture, beautiful deities. Radha Radhana is a gift of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave us the Lord. Some people, when they left Krishna behind, and they left for the West, leaving Krishna behind. But then Krishna caught up with them. A Prabhupada brought Krishna with him. And then Krishna was available, Radha Govind in New York, Radha Londoneshwar in London, Radha Pariseshwar in Paris, Rukmini Dwarkadish in Los Angeles, and by God, Sri Pancha Tattva in Hawaii. Wherever he went, he installed beautiful deities of the Lord, and then festivals, Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Ratha Yatra festival, and Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Tulsi Maharani arrived. Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namah. So very dear. So Gita, Ganga, Tulsi, Bhagavad. You may be pleased to hear that in 42 years now, 66, ISKCON was founded in 66. We just celebrated 40th anniversary of ISKCON. So 41, 42 years old ISKCON. And it has spread in 160 countries. Last Janmashtami was celebrated, Krishna's Janmashtami, Krishna's birth, in the countries where they did not even know. Oh, who is? If you say this is Krishna, what is that girl doing there? They did not know. Every little child knows in India. If that is Krishna, that must be next to Krishna. Who is that? Radha. And if that is Ram, that must be Sita. And if that is Narayan, then in the West, they didn't know Krishna to begin with. But they are Krishnas. They don't have another God. Everybody is Krishna's part and parcel. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program. He was himself a lover of Bhagavatam, talking of Bhagavatam. Is the Lord and Bhaktavatar appeared as a devotee and expressed his love and affection for Bhagavatam, not just giving discourses or praising Bhagavatam, but hearing Bhagavatam every night. He would spend nights hearing Bhagavatam. Kada other Pandit, how many other. Exalted Vaishnavas and associates who share Bhagavatam with him, Radha Madhav topics with him. So we are very, very unlimitedly and eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us the gift, so many gifts, gift of the holy name, gift of Krishna to begin with. He has given us Krishna. Take Krishna, take Krishna. नन्दः पति पथिवचः शौरेर्न मृषेति विचिन्तयन् नन्द महाराज रिटर्निङ्ग् फ्रोम् मथुरा हि हेज़् पेड् हिस् ओल् टेक्सेस् हि हेज़् मेट् वित् वसुदेव एण्ड् वसुदेव हेड् given some hints, there could be some troubles in Gokul. We better return, rush back. And Nanda Maharaj and other residents of Gokul are returning. Nandaha Pati, on the way back home, he's thinking. But the words of Vasudev couldn't go wrong. Be some difficulties. And thinking like this, okay, difficulties, and what to do? Harim Jagam Sharanam. He took shelter of Hari, started thinking of Hari, praying to Hari. Namaste Narasimhaya Vidura. Difficulties. We pray to Lord Nisam. Pray to a worshipable deity. Well, if we do not do so, we should be, that is what we should be doing. When you have difficulties, don't call police. You'll be more difficulty. We have stopped calling police in India. Instead, we call out Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is phone number. Krishna's phone number. Please. This is the only phone number you need to know. He took shelter of the Lord. कंसेन प्रहिता घोरा पूतना बालघातिनी शुभदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूज द नरेशन पूतना वेरी हॉरिबल पर्सन terrible, causing terror in the hearts, and especially making Balabhatini, little children, was her target. She was specialized in killing children. Sukhdev Goswami is, wherever Lord is not remembered, Lord's glories are not chanted, but Lord is not worshipped, there will be troubles all the time. In other words, to get out of the trouble, solution is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnavo Smaranam, like that Pada Sevanam. Think of the Lord, pray to the Lord, Manmana Bhavata Bhakto, become, think of Lord, become His devotee. offer him your obeisances and worship him. Where that is done, then you will stay out of trouble. The ghosts will not be around. If you want to get rid of the ghosts, do big kirtan in each room. Of course, kirtan should be first done in the mind, not just outside. In the mind. Fill up the mind with the glories of the Lord. As he has now even entered Nanda Bhavan, Nanda Grahe. As he goes all the way interior chambers, and there is Krishna on the lap of Yashoda, and immediately, first, yes, mention here how Krishna was like a fire, but covered with ashes. As you couldn't see that underneath, or what I'm seeing is a fire that could burn, that could cause my end. Vibhudhyatam balakam ahikabraham. Lord, as he looked, immediately he understood who she was and what was her intention. No one informed, no one else knew. There was one person that was this, although little Lord, but he's knower of everything. It doesn't depend on his size. Lord's strength, Lord's knowledge doesn't depend on how small or how. It's constant, same Lord, undergoing the Leela. Chara chara atma, he described that. Chara chara, he's a soul of char and achar, all moving, non-moving. He is the soul, cause of all that. Nimile, nimile dekshanaha, immediately Lord closed his eyes. He saw her arriving, Yashoda handing Krishna to Putana. He looks at her, but then immediately closes her eyes. We'll be talking in a minute about that. Anantam aropayat ankam antakam. Beautiful, wonderful, sweet poetic selection of words here by Shukadeva Goswami. Anantam. Sri Krishna is unlimited, and she keeps Ananta in her ankam. Anantam ankam, lap. Lap is called anka. But she doesn't know that this Ananta is antakam, who would become the cause of the end of Putana. Antakam, and death. So Ananta is in Anka, in the lap of Putana, and she is not aware that this person is going to get her. Yato yata uragam, just like maybe snake. Suktam abuddhir, but less intelligent person may think, oh, this is just a rope. Less intelligent person would think, oh, this is just a rope, and he would try to pick up that rope, and what would be the outcome of that. So this is what is going to happen to Putana, which she is not aware of. She thinks she's very smart. Now soon will be proven who is smarter. So Putana has closed her eyes. Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book also mentions reasons. There are some additional reasons. Thinking Putana, because she's in the dress of a lady, but Lord knows she's a Rakshasi. She's a demoness. And she's not very straightforward. She's a tricky person. And especially killer of children. So of that, such kind of lady's face he doesn't want to see. So he closes his eyes. Then he thinks, oh, soon she's going to be wanting to feed me her breast milk. But she has also applied poison on her breast. I came to Vrindavan hoping to eat some butter mixed with some sugar candy and some camphor. But now all this poisonous stuff is here. Thinks maybe when there was churning of the ocean, the first thing that emerged was halahal, that's poison. And then Shiva had helped out the whole world by drinking that poison. He has a practice of drinking poison and holding it nilakant in the throat. So Lord closes his eyes and is remembering Shiva, please come and take care of this poison. And then I will go for the milk. So he has eyes closed. But he thinks, I don't know what kind of milk, Rakshasi's milk. Is it regular milk? So when you have to drink some bitter medicine or something, what do? When medicine is there, but you want to close your eyes, and then throw a tablet or just... So if it is that kind of milk, I better close my eyes. Another reason for him to close his eyes. Then he's also thinking, if I look at Putana in a merciful way, merciful glance, then how she could be killed. If I glance upon her mercifully, then she will not die. But then he thinks, but if I open my eyes and show her angry eyes, she will be burned right away. Then how could this leela continue? So he didn't want to have merciful glance or angry glance. He has closed his eyes. But he also thinks that, but she has come all the way. Maybe some pious credits, maybe some Agyata Sukriti. If you want to remember something, sometimes what do? We close again our eyes and try to remember. So Krishna wants to go through the history of charts and computers and whatever the information is stored of her all previous activities, see whether she has done anything pious, whether she deserves to be here. So he's closing his eyes and just taking stock of all the history, all her acts before action. So like that, several more reasons for Sri Krishna to have his eyes closed. Vadastriyam tat prabhaya cha dharshite. While Buddha was taking care of Krishna, putting on the lap, and as he wants to feed the baby, Yashoda and Rohini are watching from a distance, and they're kind of impressed with the, how they're getting along. Krishna is just lying in the lap peacefully, in her service attitude. So they are just watching from a distance. And as finally she tries to feed the poison to Sri Krishna, Krishna is then, he's holding the breast with both of his hands and trying to drink. But his pranai samam gadham karabhyam bhagavan prapitya. And he's holding those with one breast so tightly and trying to drink not just the milk or whatever poison, but the whole life of Putana. And she really woke up. She gets up. And she is 12 miles tall up there. And Krishna is also up there. Muncha, muncha! She's crying, leave me, leave me! Give it up, give it up! And she's trying to throw Krishna away, but he's clinging so tightly, there's no way to get rid of him. And he's drinking and more drinking and drinking life. She's not finally able to stand. She falls down, crushing the big chunk of the forest trees. And there, vibrata netre charano bhujo muhu. So her eyes are now open eyes. And throwing her, kicking with the hands and feet, and struggling with her life. And finally, she's no more. Haribo. Everybody said Haribo? So, you could imagine. We could only have little imagination of what next. Big 12-mile-long person fell, raising all the dust and all the sounds, and especially Krishna was with her, and where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And this, everybody's running around, the dust difficult to see. They must have walked by her body. Okay, your ankles, okay, knees here, okay, your thin waist over here, come to breast, running 12 miles, a marathon. Balam jatasya urasi kridantam akuto bhayam. And finally, as they reach where the breasts were, they were surprisingly pleased to see Krishna there. And what was he doing? Kridantam, he was playing. Akuto bhayam, and no fear of any kind. Fearlessly, he was playing there. Gopyas surnam samabhetya chakrahuru jata samhramaha. Immediately then, Radha Radhanath ki, They have picked up Krishna from the body, chest, breast, from there, and immediately they want to make sure there's no influence of any sort on baby Krishna. They're bathing him with the Gomutraina Sthapayitva, cow urine, sacred item, purifying and pleasing for Lord, is being used for bathing little baby Krishna. Go Rajasa Arbhakam. When the cows walk, so much dust is raised. And when that dust is, they catch dust before it settles on the ground. So that dust they are using, they're also bathing Krishna with that kind of dust, or smearing that all over his body. And they have cow dung, all cow products. Gomata ki, dear to Krishna, this is their wealth, this is their culture. With the cow dung, they are putting different marks, like we do tilak marks. Dvadasha angeshu namabhi, dvadash. 12 names they are chanting, one after other, and cow dung tilak. Narayanaya namaha, Madhavaya namaha, Govindaya namaha, Madhusudanaya, Trivikramaya, Vamanaya, Sridharaya, Rishikeshaya, Padmanabhaya, Damodaraya, Vasudevaya namaha. 12 names, 12 places. These are also months of Vaishnava months, 12 different Vaishnava months. Indriyani Rishi, and the prayers are going on. Other day we heard Purusha Sukta. Here, or the gender. Oh, is it? Okay. The gender is not here. Indriyani Rishikeshaha. Let Rishikesh protect all the senses of the child. Narayan protect his life. Svetadviva patischittam. Chittam, consciousness of the child, be protected by Sveta Dvipa Pati Yogeshwara. Let Yogeshwar protect the mind of the child. Buddhima Atman Atmanam Bhagavan Paraha Kridantu. While he's playing, let Govinda protect him. Shayanam Patu Madhavaha. While he's sleeping, let Madhava protect him. Bhunjanam Yagyabhuk Patu Sarvagraha Bhayankaraha. So there are lots of prayers. Let Krishna be protected. Concern is Krishna, and protection of Krishna is there. Prime duty. Soon we'll be hearing that from Garga Muni. He instructed them, please take care of this child. Be cautious, careful, looking after and looking after Sri Krishna. So while they were purifying the body, chanting the mantras, praying to the Lord, there comes Nanda Maharaj ki. Nanda Maharaj is returning. So many other residents of Gokul also they had been to Mathura paying taxes. They are all returning. Vilokya Putana Deham. And they saw Putana's body there. And then they heard all the explanations. Yes, yes, yes. Whatever Vasudev had said, see, it has all come true. Yogesho, he's not ordinary person. He must be some kind of Rishi. This Vasudev. They are saying, oh, yes. How did he know? Whatever he said, exactly, you see. Kalevaram. So that body was long and they wanted to burn the body. So they came with the different instruments to cut the body. They burnt some axe, cut body into pieces. Because where would they get such a long piece of wood to burn? So they are making body into smaller pieces, and it's all piled up on top of each other. And the final rites are performed. And when the body was burning, Dhumasya Guru Sauravaha. There was a nice fragrance everywhere, as if Chandan was being burned. Sandal. Her body was, all the smoke was, or Aguru, Guru Aguru. There's a scent, special. They also use in worshipping the deities. But the smell, fragrance is like that. And this is all because Krishna blessed this putana, killed, and that was a blessing in disguise. Krishna drank the milk of putana. Krishna treated putana as mother. So her whole existence was spiritualized. Her purified body, as it was being burnt, there's a fragrance all over, all around. And with that, there are a few comments by Shukadeva Goswami. Shuka uvacha putana bala loka balagni rakshasi rudirashana jighansaya piharaye stanam dattva pasadgatim. Just see Sri Krishna's glories. That putana, who normally drank blood, especially of little children, and she had also intention of killing Krishna, but because she treated Krishna as a child and she had intention to feed, although it was not the right thing, poison, but she had this thought of rendering some service. Tattva, Lord gave her sadgatim. The supreme destination was given to this putana. And then question has been raised, kim punaha shraddhaya bhaktya krishnaya paramatmane. Then what if her attitude was not even proper, not favorable, but she rendered some kind of service or made some kind of presentation as she wanted to serve. But what if someone raktastan madaro yatha, someone in proper consciousness following in the footsteps of ladies of Vrindavan or Yashoda, Maya of Gokul, if Lord is worshipped following in the footsteps of these great devotees, then what kind of benedictions, responses you could expect from Supreme Personality of Godhead? Something to think about. And Phalashruti, towards the end of many chapters of Bhagavatam, what is the benefit for us as we sit and we do nothing but we just sit and hear? What do we get out of this? Ya etat putana moksham krishnasya arbhagam adbhutam Shraduya Shraddhaya Martyo Govinde Labhate Ratim. Govinde Labhate Ratim. That person who does what? He hears Putana Moksham. This chapter is known as Putana Moksham. Putana was liberated. So this pastime of Krishna killing Putana, those who hear this with faith, Shraddhaya, the result is, the benefit is Labhate Ratim. You will develop attachment, attraction for Govinda. Govinda. So purifying, although we have to deal with some bloody scenes here. You heard how 5 days of nectar, probably, well, this is not nectar. But result is nectarian. Result is nectarian. This Putana. So Krishna is 6 days old that day. It was a special festival, so he took this opportunity to take part. Everyone was in festive mood, and the first demon Krishna has killed is demoness, woman. I was just remembering. Sri Ram also, first demon he killed was Taraka. Yes, Taraka also. Both started with the woman killing, demoness killing. Inauguration. There's so many demons. This is Swaha, Putana Swaha. There will be another one, Shaktasur Swaha, and Whirlwind Demon Swaha. They're coming one after the other, and each one taking different forms, and they're all sent, dispatched, assigned all his duties by Kamsa. Dhenukasura would be coming in the form of ass. Then there will be Bakasura coming as a big duck crane. Then Vatsasura would come. A demon will take form of a calf and mix with other calves. But Krishna catches hold of hind legs and whirls and throws them. Each time is when Pralambasura would be coming. Pralamba. Lamba means long demon. Long demon. Balram killed him. Dhenukasura and Pralambasura, they were killed by Balram. And then will come as Vrishabhasura. One demon will take a form of a bull. Kesi will come. He'll take a form of a horse. There'll be Yomasur, always residing in the sky. He lands and he tries to harass Krishna's friends, steal them. So all these personalities would be made some kind of offering unto the Lord. They are sent getting one-way tickets, one-way traffic. They only go, they don't come back. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatustrinam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So Kamsa, in fact, he had traveled all over the planet and all over the world, and he was very powerful, and he had defeated all these demons. in different countries and planets. And that is why Mother Earth, we heard other day, first day, she was feeling burdened by the, because of the presence of this demoniac kings and rulers and demons. So Kamsa had kind of gone all around picking up all these demons. He would defeat them and make them his associates or some kind of his colleagues and servants. So when he returned, or he would go, bring a few, and go another time. So he had a big stock of demons, making Krishna's job much easier, right? He doesn't have to go door to door, every town, every village, looking for demons. They all have been gathered, and they are being said, okay, you go now, it's your turn today, your turn today. And it's Krishna's purpose. He has appeared to. And he likes to give good fight also. He likes to fight, not only play flute. Likes fighting, he has a, that wrestling spirit. So he's, and he does most of the, in Vrindavan he mostly does killing by himself. All the coward boys, they are scared. And they climb up the trees and watch the sea from there. And when everything is over, they say, oh, Haribo, Haribo! And of course, demigods come every time. Because they knew all these demons are harassing, and so they would come showering flowers and playing their instruments and singing and dancing. Every time this kind of gets repeated, Sudeva Goswami talks of devatas coming and this Putana. And other demons, their previous lives have been recorded, who they were in their previous life. Very interesting study. So Putana was Bali Maharaja's sister or daughter, both references we find. And a Bali Maharaj is one of the Vadash Bhagavatas. Balir Vaya Sakir Vayam. So he was performing big sacrifice, and Vamandi, Lord Vaman, arrives on the scene. What to Vaman? Dwarf in the dress of a brahmachari, holding kamandalu, an umbrella, and other garments, and beautiful features. And as he was arriving, Ratnamala, the daughter or sister of Bali Maharaj, she was captivated by the beauty of this child, was so charming, darling. She was thinking, oh, I wish I could I have son like this boy. Could I ever have son like him? Like this boy. So Lord had taken note of this. This lady expressed her intense desire to have son like me. There is no one like me, it's just me. So I have to appear. I had to give her opportunity to be my mother. So that desire was fulfilled. Oh, Krishna appeared three times as son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Prashni Garbha was first time. and Vaman second time, and Krishna third time, three times. Vasudeva and Devaki had Lord as their son. So when Lord appeared as Vamandev, this lady had this desire. But then she had to wait for Krishna. Appear as Sri Krishna, and here she goes. For a few moments, at least, she played that role of Krishna being a child. But later on in that pastime, as Vamandev arrives and Bali Maharaj is now charitable, wants to give charity. Yes, little brahmachari, what could we give you? Oh, just three steps of land. Oh, that's all? You're insulting me. I'm a proprietor of the whole universe. And just three steps of land. No, no, that's an issue. The whole pastime and story. So, okay, go ahead. Three steps. And then Vaman becomes Trivikram. This dwarf person, he grows up and up and up. And he was so tall, now he had asked for three steps. So he's going to take those three steps. He took one step. Half of the universe was covered. Okay, one more, another one. Everything, there's no more property of yours left. You promised me three steps. Third step, please. Where should I keep my third step? And Bali Maharaj said, now I have my only head at my disposal. You may put your foot on my head. And with that he surrendered everything. Snatched, took everything away from Bali Maharaj. And he was, Bali Maharaj also was tied up. And this Ratnamala, the sister, daughter of Bali Maharaj, also was watching this scene. Oh, I thought he was such a nice, sweet boy. He looked sweet, but look how he behaved. How he has treated Bali Maharaj. Oh, I would like to get him. I would like to kill him or finish him. And that was the second thought she had. First one, could I have him as my child? And then Krishna becomes her child. And the second thought, I would kill him. Kill him. And then she also had that opportunity to try to kill that Krishna. So by hearing this killing of killing pastimes, Krishna killing this demon, or that demon. The tendency a lot of time is to go for nectar and avoid all these bloody scenes, as I said. Go for nectar. And of course a lot of them skip everything and they go all the way, go to Rasa Leela nectar. Well, these killing pastimes have been so interspersed throughout Bhagavatam, and they have purpose why they are there. This pastime should not be skipped over, jumped over. One should read those pastimes. Purifying. What happens is each demon has a specialized in some ways, in a bad way, bad qualities. each one represents one or few of the anarthas. Someone lusty, someone angry, some greedy, this, that, so many of those undesirable thoughts and visions and polluted aim of life. And so by hearing these pastimes, that bad quality in the demon, if that quality is also in us, which is possible, then we also become free from that bad quality which that demon represented. Adau Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivratti Sha. One becomes free from anarthas, unartha, no artha, no substance, not substantial. Such things, such whatever, such associations, such thoughts, such ideas, such. One becomes free from that just by hearing pastimes, Krishna, Ram killing, Narasimha killing, Parashuram killing, those demons. So we should take pleasure in hearing those pastimes also. Jaya 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 Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
Hare 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 Thank you.
Vasudev sent him, planned by Vasudev. Garga Muniji, please go to Gokul. Please, Purohit, the priest of Yadus, Sumahatapaha. Big Tapasvi, known for his austerities. And with that, those austerities comes jnana and vairagya, knowledge, purification knowledge. He was known for his knowledge. Tam drishtva parama pritaha. So as he has arrived now in Nanda Bhavan, Nanda Maharaj immediately gets up. Pratyuthaya Kratanjalihi. He has his hands folded and is offering all the respects to Gargacharya. Adhokshaya Dhiya. He's thinking, this person is Sakshad Hari. as good as God. Acharyas are respected that way. They represent the Lord as if Lord has come. Atithi Devo. Su upavishtam kratatyam kratatityam. Oh, he has been offered seat. Let's have a seat. Gira sunrataya munim. And some sweet words. And a glass of water. Prabhupada said. Simple. Basic reception. He could offer seat to the guest. Sweet words. And a glass of water. And if this is Bengal, of course, he will get some goo or something to eat with the water. Khaber jal. They do not give only jal. They give water, the eating water. That you drink water as you eat or after you eat. So they will give you. Nandayitva abravit brahman purnashakaravamakim. Ananda Maharaj. Anyone who comes in contact with Nanda Maharaj, he receives ananda. He gives ananda to others, happiness to others, jubilation to others. Hence his name Nanda. Nanda, Nanda, Ananda, Ananda, Kanda, Nanda. It's up to you. You can make someone's life miserable as he comes to you. Make his life happy. Depends what your values are, what your standards of happiness are. You may, instead of giving a glass of water, wise man's drink, I guess. Wise man's drink is water. Wise man drinks water. Or you may offer wine also to the guest. And understand. You may offer some cigarettes for the pleasure. That person also, he has a cigarette or you have given a cigarette, but there's no lighter to light the cigarettes. If you help him out to light his cigarette, he would say, "Thank you." Do they say that? This part of the world. I have heard, we have no experience. Yes, soon my lungs would be burnt and I would develop cancer. So in advance I want to thank you. So he thought he was making someone happy. The big advertisement of cigarettes everywhere. Even in Delhi, it was a big hoarding. Leave life king size. Some particular brand of cigarette. Leave life king size. All that you have to do is smoke our brand of cigarette and your life becomes king size. And while people smoke, as if some king enters them and the way they make movements. They become kings. So we read the big hoarding that said, leave life king size. We're driving from Delhi to Noida, another city nearby. So after reading that first sign, leave like king size. We drove a little bit and there was another sign that said, cancer hospital this way. But no one makes a connection. Nandayitva, Nanda Maharaj, always gave pleasure to people, devotees, guests. So hence his name is Nanda. So he says, Brahman is addressing this Purohit, the priest, Gargacharya. Brahman. Purnasya karvam kim. You are already Purna. You are complete. You are Atmaram. So, such persons do not need anything additional or from outside to make his life. He is already experiencing full joy, which comes from within, comes from the Lord. Is linked with the Lord and is situated properly. So we know that's your position, but still, is there anything that we could do for you? Any service we could render? We could be of any help? Mahad vichalanam hrinam grihinam dina chetasam. Because mahat vichalanam, you are mahat, mahatma. And vichalanam, the wandering, traveling that personalities like you do, this is grahinam dina chetasam, for the benefit, nisreyasai, for the ultimate benefit of the grahinas, the grahasthas, the family men who are a lot of times dina chetasam, they are poor in their consciousness. Dina chetasam, their consciousness is very poor, poor consciousness. To lift them up, make them Krishna conscious, personalities like you, Gargacharya, travel, visit homes. Bhagavan kalpati nanyatha vachit, and I do not see any other purpose of your this visit other than some welfare, ultimate good of us, our family, our dynasty. Jyotisham, you are Jyotishi, your Jyoti, you know astrology. Jnanam adhindriyam, you are knowledgeable. Tvam hi brahma vidam shrestha samskaram kartumar rasi. Could you kindly perform some samskaras? Balayor anayor. Krishna and Balram are right there. This Krishna and Balram, well, is touching them, pointing to them. These two children, of course, they are not mentioning names. Namakaran Sanskar has not taken place. These two children, Janmana Brahmano Guru, you are by birth Guru, Brahman, Guru, hence qualified to undertake such Sanskar, Namakaran Sanskar. And Garga Vacha, Gargacharya responds to this proposal. Yaduna Mahamacharya Khyatasya Bhuvisarvataha. I am Acharya, I am priest of the Yadu dynasty. And people know me everywhere. Sutam maya sanskritam te manyate devaki sutam. But if I perform Namakaran Sanskar of these children and this news spreads around and reaches Mathura, they would all conclude, oh, those children, they must be Vasudeva's children. Your killer is born elsewhere. So they may be pointing fingers to these children. They could be in trouble, difficulties. I anticipate if I perform Namakaran Sanskar. Kamsaha Papa Mati. Kamsa's Mati, Buddhi, intelligence, polluted. Papa Mati is always, is sinful. Sakhyam Tava Charanaka Dunduhe. But he knows your close, intimate relationship, you, Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva. You are closely connected. Kamsa knows. And he also knows one more thing. Devakya ashtamo garbho nastri bhavitum arhati. And the eighth child of Devaki couldn't have been a daughter. By all calculation, the son was expected. He has done all these calculations. He knows son has taken birth somewhere. So, giving all these reasons and some more, he's declining to undertake this Namakaran Sanskar ceremony. Nanda Maharaj is very wise and intelligent and tactful also. He says, I got it. I understand. I agree with you. Alakshito asmin rahasi mamaikam api govraje. Now we will do a very simple ceremony. We'll not print posters. We'll not print any invitation cards and mail them to thousands of residents of Raj. We'll have no public address system, loudspeaker. In India we have loudspeaker. So, Guru Dvijati Samskaram Govraje said, we will conduct this ceremony in Gosha. They are only cows. They are not going to be communicating with anybody. They will keep this to themselves. There will be just you, me, two mothers and two sons, six of us. And you just do Swasti Vachana Purvakam. Swasti Vachana.
Swasti no Govindaha. Swasti no Achyutananto. Swasti no Vasudevo Vishnur Dadatu. Swasti no Narayano Narovai. Swasti no Padmanabham Purushottamo Dadatu. Swastino Vishvaksheno Vishveshwaraha. Swastino Rishikesho Haridadatu. Swastino Vainateyo Harihi. Swastino Anjana Suto Hanur Bhagavato Dadatu. Swasti Swasti Sumangalai Kesho Mahan. Shri Krishna Satchidananda Gana Sarveshwareshwaro Dadatu. Harihi Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti.
Rio. Mantras like this, Swasti Vachan. You just give the names. And Gargamuni has accepted the proposal. And they are already there in Goshala waiting for Rohini and Yashoda to arrive with with the children. So on the way to Goshala, these two ladies are talking. And they know the status of Gargacharya, how knowledgeable, he knows Jyotish, astrology, he knows everything. So these two ladies, they wanted to do a little testing, test the knowledge. Let's see how much she knows, we'll find out today. So they made a little strategy. Said, Yashoda, give me Krishna. So now Rohini had Krishna. And Yashoda was carrying Balaram. And now they entered Goshala. Okay, sit down. And mantras have been chanted. It's time for name-giving ceremony. And these two ladies want to now think, let's see whether he mixes the names. But he passed the test, as he said. What did he say? Ayam hi Rohini Putro. He pointed to Yashoda. In Yashoda's lap was Rohini Nanda. Said, this child is Rohini's child. Hari Bhav. These two ladies must have been pakka. Ramayan surido gunai akhyashati rama iti. So one of his names is going to be Ram. Bala adhikyat balam viduhu. So he'll be Balaram because of his extraordinary strength. Balaram. And Shankarshan, because he was taken from one womb to another womb, he becomes Shankarshan. So Balaram was named. Now Krishna's turn, who was in the lap of Rohini. Asan varnastrayo hi asya garnanto anuyugam tanu shuklo raktas tatha pito idanim krishnatam gataha. And this child, he takes different complexions or colors in different ages. Sometimes in some incarnations, as sometimes he appears, he is shukla, white. Sometimes rakta, red. Sometimes pita, yellow complexion. Who is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke. Idanim. But now, Krishna dam gata. He has assumed the blackish complexion. Very well. Like that is what the children are named Krishna. Balaram. Bahuni santi namani rupani cha sutate gunakarmanu rupani tanyam vedano janaha. So bahuni santi namani rupani. This sutta, this son, this Krishna, he has many names, many forms. And he performs different pastimes in those different forms. Tani aham veda. I know this. Janaha no veda. Public doesn't know. People don't know. I know. Eshava sriya dhashat gopa gopulanandanaha. He will be cause of the all auspiciousness of all of you. Gopa Gokula Nandana Anena Sarva Durgani, and all the difficulties that you will be facing, Yuyam Anjatarishata, you will be very easily able to overcome all those difficulties with the help of this child. Whether it's a beauty or kirti, or fame, or wealth, or knowledge, or strength, yes, all these like Narayana. Gopa yasva samahitaha. So you all raise him with all care and attention. Take care. Protect him. And in turn, he will protect you. That's the message. You protect him. You take care of him. You accept him. And he will be eager to do anything and everything for you. You're on time. You have kept your appointment with Krishna. Isn't it? That's like a meeting with Krishna. Hearing about Krishna. Krishna appears and you meet him. Then you greet him. And that's a great treat. It's not a ritual that we are undergoing here. Dry and just routine. We wish to revive our memories of Krishna. Remember Krishna. Do you remember Krishna? Yes. Hearing is a way to remember him. Soul remembers Krishna. Temporarily forgotten, as we have been influenced by the illusory forces of this existence. The rainwater is clear, the rainwater, its drops are clear, but as soon as they touch the ground, they become muddy. So likewise, we are pure spirit souls, and of course not, our existence is not independent. We're always, always dependent upon the Lord. And eternally connected with him. He exists first, and then is a question of us being or existing. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita. Mamaivamsho, mama, ansha, jiva bhuta, sanatana, all the entities wherever they are, in whichever body they are, they are my parts and parcels, mama ansha. Lord is anshi, that is full, complete, and we are ansha, we are parts and parcels. And Lord uses adjective, or could say adjective, sanatana. And it's eternally. Eternally they are my parts and parcels. So we may have forgotten our relationship with the Lord, but it exists. Children may go astray, may go away. I don't care for friends or parents. They may say so, but when the connection is there, they remain children, their parents. And sometimes they could again come to their senses and come back to the parents. So I think this attempt certainly is, which is not our attempt, it's Krishna's attempt, because he has given us this dharma, sanatan dharma or bhagavat dharma. And he comes, you know, he also comes here from time to time. Sambhavami yuge yuge, we said that a few times. Sambhavami yuge yuge, I appear from time to time. So he's up there busy dancing with the gopis and herding the cows and playing with the friends and stealing butter and giving pleasure to Nanda Baba and Yashoda and swimming in waters of Jamuna. He has good time. But does he forget us? Children may forget. Parents never forget their children. Yes or no? So, if that is the case with you, if I may describe you just little parents, then want to speak of the Supreme Father, Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And not only father, mother also. Tvameva mata. You heard this before? Tvameva pita. Tvameva bandhu. Tvameva sakha. These are all different relationships we have with the Lord. He is our mata, he is our pita, he is our bandhu, he is our sakha. You understand this? This you understand, right? Yes, sakha, you understand? Yes. Bandhu, yoga, guru, samadhi, you know a few. Pandit, Ayurveda. You're not that Western. You're not Americans. Or you're not from another planet. So Krishna is all this, his father, mother, friend. Mama sarva diva diva, mama sarva diva diva. You are all in all to me. So, so Krishna, although always busy with his eternal pastimes, in his eternal abode called Golok. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. One time in Brahma, yeah, he had a vision, he could see as Arjuna was shown the Vishwarup, the universal form, the Brahma. And that universal form was limited more to this Brahman, one that Arjuna had envisioned or seen, but one that Brahma saw that included spiritual sky also and material existence, both. You are seeing the whole existence, the two kinds of existences. One mundane that we are in, and there's another one. Parastasmatu bhau anya vyakto vyakta sanatanam. Again, this world becomes sometimes vyakta, manifested, then avyakta, annihilated, doesn't exist. But there's another world called Sanatana, eternally exists. There is Lord's abode. Yadgatva nanivartante tadhama paramam mama, Lord Krishna declares. So this program is to bring us to that abode. Tadhama paramam mama. That Lord declared. Tat dham, paramam, my dham, my abode, I stay there. And we have forgotten, and but Krishna never forgets, that's why he comes down from time to time. And what if he had come and gone? How would we find out about it? So Krishna again kindly, in the form of Srila Vyasadeva, he compiled all those pastimes. Yes, Krishna appeared in Gokul and he did this, and he stole butter, and he was a coward boy, and he danced with the gopis. Then he went to Kurukshetra, but he did not fight, he was only a chariot driver. And then he had to deliver message, which was not for Arjuna, it was for us. So again, another scripture, Bhagavad Gita was compiled. Bhagavatam with all these pastimes compiled. Which we could read today and get to know about the Lord, or about, well, His presence up there and His appearance into this world and His pastime and our relationship with Him. And as we hear about all these topics, we wake up. We really wake up. The soul wakes up if we hear. If we give, Srila Prabhupada says, oral reception. If we could give oral reception to the message of Gita and Bhagavatam. So he comes and his activities, his message we have with us available in the form of Gita and Bhagavatam, and Lord Krishna stands before us and he says, "Ah, here I am, Radha Radha Nathi." He looks like this. He plays his flute, and Radha is next to him. We could offer Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyazi Mam Namaskuru. He says, do this, just four things you do. Krishna says, Manmana. Remember me. One. Of course, we just said one, but that's a big one. Remember me. It's not just a few minutes you remember. Lord's expectation is, and this is in practice in the spiritual sky, all the living entities, entire population remembers Lord 24 hours a day, day and night. This is in practice. So, in order for us to get elevated to that status, we'll have to come to the standard of remembering how long? Some people, we remember, when I get up, I remember him for 2 minutes. And then again, before going to bed, I give Lord another 2 minutes. Take, be happy. 2 plus 2, 4 minutes for you. And how many is for yourself? 23 hours and 56 minutes for myself. And for Lord, 4 minutes for you, God. Big sacrifice. Samartavya najato chit. The philosophy of the gopis. Gopis know two things. One is, always remember Krishna. This is one thing they know. Another thing they know is never forget him. Always remember him is one thing, never forget him is another. Only two things, very simple philosophy they have. Always remembering. Smartavya na jata jit. Smartavya na jata. Smartavya satatam Vishnu. Smartavya satatam. Vismartavya na jatochit. Never forget him. So Lord says, Manmana, remember me. Bhav madhavakta, become my devotee. If you don't become my devotee, then you will end up becoming somebody's devotee. They say in India, if you do not become devotee of G-O-D, God, then D-O-G, dog is also there. Some people don't mind serving dog. They are driving the car and the boss, the dog is enjoying from the window scenes. This fellow has all stress and strain struggling, and the boss, the dog, is enjoying in the back. So that tendency is there to serve. But we end up serving the wrong parties, wrong individuals. Manmana bho madhvakto madhyazi maam. Worship them. And maam namaskuru. And offer me your obeisances. By doing so, Mam eva eshasi satyam te pratijane priyosime Krishna. So one who does these four things, Mam eva eshasi. Certainly you will come to me, Lord says. Mam eva eshasi. Then he has to satyam te. This is a fact. Pratijane. I take vow. This is my promise. This is the Lord's words. He says, you do these four things, you will come to me. This is certainly true, and this is my promise. And why all this? Because priyosime. You are very dear to me. You are very, very dear to me. Although Lord is addressing Arjuna. But it is not just Arjuna who is dear to Krishna. Certainly he is. Very good son, bhaktosi me sakha chahiti. He had said earlier to Arjuna, bhaktaha, bhaktosi, bhaktaha asi, sakha asi. You are my friend, you are my devotee. And that is why this most confidential knowledge I am revealing unto you, because you are my friend and devotee. So Arjuna is certainly a very special devotee, but every soul is very dear to the Lord. Each one of us is very, very dear and near also to the Lord. We are all lords. Although we are here sitting, coming from so many different families, 1,500, couple of hundred families are here. But fact is, there's only one family. How many families? Only one family. That of all the Hindus in South Africa is one family. Did I say it right? No, you should have corrected me. This is not Hindus is one family. Everybody, all the living entities. This is low class thinking. Only some people are part of my family. Ayam nijaha paro vetti ganana laguchitasam. Oh, these people are my people, but these are some paraha, outsiders. Ganana laguchitasam. This kind of thinking, this kind of thought is laguchitasam. Low class thinking, narrow minded. But to think, vasudhaiva kutumbakam udara charitanam tu udara charit. When person is magnanimous, broad minded, then he thinks vasudhaiva kutumbakam, vasudha prithvi, the whole earthly planet, everybody on this planet is part of my family, regardless of what religion, what caste, creed, color, nationality, sex they belong to. They're all souls, part of my family. This is the Buddhist thinking. This is thinking like God. God thinks like this. And hence we offer prayers also for the benefit of everyone. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Let everyone be happy. Sarve santu niramayaha. No one should have any kind of disease, mental, physical. Sarvani bhadrani pashantu. Let everyone experience all auspiciousness. Nakvachit dukh bhag bhavet. No one should suffer even a little pinch of distress or unhappiness. This is the prayer of the sages and the munis and rishis, the saintly, broad-minded people. No one outside our family, one family. So, priyosime, Lord says, you are very, very dear to me. What kind of Lord?
Sweet Lord.
Sweet Lord. But it is a description of that sweetness. Everything about him is sweet. Madhuradhipati, Madhuradhipater, Akhilam Madhuram. Say that. Madhuradhipater. You said it. Good, so you know already. Madhuradhi, Madhuradhipater. Madhuradhipater Akhilam Madhuram. Say, Madhuradhipater Akhilam Madhuram. Madhuradhipater Akhilam Madhuram. Akhilam meaning everything. Madhuradhipati. Lord is master of all the sweetness, is what it says. Madhuradhipati Pate, Pater. Akhilam Madhuram. Madhuradhi. Madhuradhi Pater Akhilam Madhuram. Madhuradhi Pater Akhilam Madhuram.
Yeah. Kriya, 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 Hari Bhav, Hari, Hari, Laura. Our topic is Krishna. What's the topic? Still, remember the topic, right? But then which Krishna? Which Krishna? Bal Krishna. We're spending with Bal Krishna. We're spending time with baby Krishna. Krishna as a child, and the childhood Krishna. Where does he perform these pastimes? Huh? Vrindavan. I thought so you would say Vrindavan. Anybody could say Vrindavan. Where? Gokul. Very good. And when he was little baby Krishna, he was not even performing his pastimes all over Gokul. His pastimes were more limited to Nanda Bhavan. As a child, lot of time in the lap of mother or in bed or crawling. That as soon as he took birth, Krishna started Hari Hari. He did not start walking and running. That is the sweetness of his pastimes. He acts like an ordinary child. He is going through all these phases and stages. Although he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, so one day Yashoda in the courtyard, he was sitting in the courtyard of Nanda Bhavan with baby Krishna in the lap. It was the wedding time. Moon was in the sky, and baby Krishna saw the moon, and Krishna, he thought this was some kind of toy. Some kind of toy. And then he made a demand to Yashoda. Yashoda, you know, see, look. That, yes, I'm looking. Don't you look at that toy? Please get me that toy. How is Yashoda going to get that toy? Krishna. But he kept insisting, no. Maya Chanda Kilo Na Dayo. Are you given some song, see? No. I thought that you were going to get one. But what happened? Yeah. So this is Krishna speaking. This is Maya Chanda Kilo Na Maya Chanda Kilo. Thank you. गोधन आई हो मैया कृष्ण कृष्ण से ऐसा रिश्वा हरि कृष्ण से He did not give me this toy. I will not sit or lie down in your lap. From now onwards, no. I would prefer to lie down on the floor, not in your lap, because you are not giving me that toy.